Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. He's necessarily been attending to his testimony before the U.S. Senate subcommittee led by John Curtis of Utah and Tim Kaine of Virginia. I recommend it highly to those who are informed of these issues. It is a courtly affair, well done, well televised, well staffed. Everything about it is perfect. If the U.S. Congress works like that all the time, no problem, guys. Okay. But we go to a headline that Evan will help us understand. We have a couple of minutes. Appeals Court upholds temporary block on Alien Enemies Act deportations. I read from the AP report. A split three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit wouldn't block a March 15 order temporarily prohibiting deportations under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Invoking the law for the first time since World War II, President Donald Trump's administration deported hundreds of people under a presidential proclamation calling the Trendy Aragua Gang an invading force. The Justice Department appealed after U.S. District Judge James Boasberg blocked more deportations and ordered plane loads of Venezuelan immigrants to return to the U.S. That did not happen. Attorneys from the American Civil Liberties Union filed the lawsuit on behalf of five Venezuelan non-citizens who were being held in Texas. The case has become a flashpoint, writes AP, amid escalating tension between the White House and the federal courts. Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson and Patricia Millett voted to reject the government's request to lift the order. Each wrote concurring opinions. Judge Justin Walker, a Trump nominee, wrote a dissenting opinion. Millett, who was nominated by the Democratic President Barack Obama, said Boasberg's order merely froze the status quo, quote, until weighty and unprecedented legal issues can be addressed through an upcoming hearing. I stopped there. Evan, is this a profound problem throughout Latin America? Trendy Aragua allegations, deporting these young men to El Salvador, dropped into that prison there, Venezuela protesting. Are other states protesting this, or is everybody standing back? We have about a minute.
Well, the broader issue, John, is the 8 million Venezuelans that have been forced out of the country, of which about a million came to the United States. The rest of the 7 million, about 2 million went to Colombia. Others went to Peru and Chile and elsewhere. You've also had other migrants moving through the region from especially Cuba and Haiti and more recently Ecuador. And so the question of what to do with those and also the migrants of other countries such as Central America. And of course, the focus is specifically on those being deported from the United States. Now, Venezuela has off again, on again, refused to take its own migrants back, which is essentially a obligation under international law. And so the workaround that President Trump is found in that case is that he found a partner, El Salvador, with Nayib Bukele, willing to take those migrants back, a lot of space in a prison that they have to store them there, essentially paid for by the United States.
30 seconds, Professor.
There's legal questions associated with that, whether they're receiving due process in terms of are they actually members of the gang? Can you just put them on a plane and deport them? But with respect to the other countries, so Mexico has been concerned about the deportation of its migrants. Some have been more cooperative than others. Costa Rica has said that they will accept nationals from other countries. Honduras has said that they will cooperate with nationals from other countries. Mexico has reluctantly gotten on board. Others have pushed back harder. And so it's been a mixed bag. To the administration's policies.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.